Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us for a few minutes is Richard Cho. He's with the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness. They have a training event coming up Thursday at the beautiful Connecticut Convention Center. Their 17th annual, and he's here for a few minutes this morning. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this is pretty much a sellout, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Last year we sold out with over 400 people in attendance. This year we actually had to bump up our capacity to accommodate another 150 people, and we sold out yet again. So we have about 550 people coming to the convention center next this Thursday.
People always want numbers, you know, to figure out. I mean, clearly Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and a number of others, Denver, for example, have homeless problems, as does New York. How big is Hartford's and Connecticut's?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a couple of different ways to answer that. You can ask how many people on any given night are homeless. The answer to that is just a couple hundred across the state. But over the course of the year, about 8,000 men, women, children actually experience homelessness and have to come to homeless shelters in Connecticut.
So who attends this conference?
It's about 550 people. It's representing all of the homeless services organizations across the state, along with some of our private sector and government partners, who are all working together towards this goal of ending homelessness in Connecticut.
Are you state-funded, or where do you get money?
We're funded by the state as well as private and foundation sources.
That's what I wanted to get.
I want to just note that the Bank of America is our presenting sponsor, and I really want to thank them and our other sponsors for supporting our event on Thursday.
Good for them. Okay, so let's dive a little. You know, we've been diving into this since I first started in the 70s. You know, we've always been talking about homelessness. It's a problem, it's a problem, it's a problem. Mitch Snyder, of course, who was a big activist in D.C., was saying there could be 3 million at any time in the United States. Maybe that's the right number, maybe it isn't. But what are the real causes? Because we've been trying to address this for a long, long time, Richard.
That's right, and I think it's taken the whole country a long time to figure out what is it going to take to bring an end to homelessness.
I don't know.
You know, well, I think what we figured out is that the common denominator, you know, certainly there's people who have alcohol and drug use and mental health problems. There's people who are affected by domestic violence who get displaced from their homes, kids who are run away due to family conflict. But the common denominator is just the lack of having stable housing. And what we figured out is the best solution to homelessness is really, frankly, to help people get back into a stable home or even to keep their home and not have to lose it in the first place. And that's really what Connecticut's been doing to try to really bring our numbers down. We've had a 40% decline in homelessness over the last 6 years. And really that's because we've developed this system where not only can we help people who fall into homelessness to get back into a stable home, but we can catch it before they even fall into homelessness and help them keep their home or find a new home rapidly.
In other words, roots and community are an important part of this.
Absolutely.
So if you're in a place, you get to know the neighbors, let's hope, and you know they can help you out, you can help them out. It's a nice little thing, community kind of thing.
Yeah, and in some cases, some people just need either help with, you know, they're falling back on their rent payments, and we can provide them some financial assistance, sometimes through private sector resources. In other cases, it's really a matter of people are living, they're couch surfing, or they're living doubled up with another family, and it's a matter of trying to help them find a new home, and sometimes just helping them with first month's rent and security deposit, helping them get more hours at the place where they're employed.
Right.
Those are the kind of solutions that we can bring. You know, there are some people who have been homeless for a long time on the streets, and they have more significant health challenges, and those are the folks who really need some kind of wraparound support. But many, many people we found we can really help just prevent from falling into homelessness. We actually diverted about 4,300 households from having to go to shelter
in the last year.
And that means we're using shelters only for folks who really need that level of care.
You know, speaking of long term, the current, I don't know, about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, did a series about a couple that were living on the east side of the Connecticut River, and they were kind of living in the woods, and apparently there was a considerable community out there. You know, I suppose that's who you're talking about when you're talking about long term. Some people, however, say, well, I'm glad to be out here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of the folks that who may what we call are a little bit harder to engage, those folks who are sleeping outside, you know, they don't tend to come to shelters, they don't tend to ask for help. And I don't. My belief is that they're not. It's not that they choose to be homeless. What you know, they
okay.
may have
it's
suffered trauma
know.
And
yeah.
bad experiences. Well, I mean, I think they may have had bad experiences with programs that have tried
okay.
to impose things on them. And I think that's really what they're reacting to. I think the truth is, if people feel like there's a real offer of help there, that they'll take it.
So you're sincere. By the way, another component, of course, obviously, you were talking about alcohol, drugs. Mental illness is part of it too, is it not?
Oh, absolutely.
So if somebody's schizophrenic, I mean, what do you do with somebody like that who, say, let's say, schizophrenic? What do you end up doing? Because a lot of people, what happens is they're institutionalized. Then they get out, they stop taking the meds, and they're right back where they started. So how do you guys work that?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be, you know, a few decades ago, you'd have people go and do outreach, and they'd offer folks access to treatment. They'd offer them access to medications. They'd say, hey, I can get you an appointment with a psychiatrist. And folks on the streets would say, no, thanks. What we figured out is if you actually offer them a home first, that's the notion of housing first. If you offer them a home first and you
okay.
get them a stable place to live, that's when people start getting reconnected to care. That's
yeah.
when they start taking medications and going to see their psychiatrist and getting back into mental health care.
Yeah.
So I think that's really what we found to be effective with that
right.
population. But I'll say, you know, those are challenging cases.
I know. Well, look how long we've been dealing with it. You know,
right.
But the fact is there are success stories, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, Richard, I want to thank you for being on. Thank you so much. And the conference, of course, is Thursday at the Convention Center. Sorry, sold out, but you can do it next year. We'll remind you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank Bank of America for being our presenting sponsor.
Absolutely. Good news. Nice people, aren't they?
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.